Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man, days like this are tough because I truly don't know where to start. You can orchestrate a show and you can think of it as thematic, like I want to talk about. And today I'm going to talk about destruction, self-destruction. But you can go thematic or you could go topic by topic or whatever. So difficult. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I say this because there's so much out there. I remember when I first got started in radio, it seemed like I would get on a topic and it was, you literally had to work to do a show. It was so difficult. Compared to today, I don't want to say it was difficult because it wasn't. I was a rookie. I didn't understand it as well. But it was very different than where we are today. I mean, today I could take a single topic. I could take Joe Biden. I could take Joe Biden, just economic policy. Just domestic. And I could do 2 hours on it easily. It's just crazy. Retroactive tax increases. He wants to pay for all of his nonsense. His budget? Have you looked at it? His infrastructure bill. And what is declared infrastructure? Welfare is considered infrastructure. Why? Because, well, you got to get to the roads in order to get to people on welfare. Their logic is insanity. It's insane. They're destructive. I want to talk about destruction. You know, things need get built. They need to be torn down. That's the yin and the yang of the universe. No matter what man builds, if you leave it alone long enough, nature will tear it down. Trees will occupy buildings and things like this. There's a very interesting show, if you've never seen it, and it shows the world after, you know, like a building is abandoned or whatever for 20 years or something, and it shows the roots and the plants just taking over the building. It's fascinating. They do it in over time. And you can see it. They talk. I mean, you have to see it to understand it completely. But I'm telling you, it may seem boring. Maybe the way I'm describing it sounds boring. But I'm telling you, let a building go and watch the nature just start to take over. The animals that will come in there, the different ecosystems that develop. It's absolutely fascinating. Ivy will start to grow. Roots of trees will crack it, the building, and eventually knock it down. And in between the concrete and things like this, stuff will start to happen. It's amazing to watch. So you understand that with building, the ancillary of that is destruction. You build something, it gets destroyed. But the things that there are truisms, for example, you can build your character. And as long as you don't let somebody destroy it, it is there. It becomes part of your legacy. Where does that go when you're gone and there's nobody else to remember you? I don't know. Don't really care. I know we all fight to want to build some sort of a legacy. I mean, I don't say all of us, but a bunch of us do. You care what people think about you after the fact. I don't know that leftists do. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be an introspective show because my mind, I can already tell when my mind is trying to figure out things. And we're doing it on the fly. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you guys are with me. Glad you guys are participating in many of the things that we're doing. For example, going to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks and taking advantage of RX Help Centers, for example. We are... Melissa's medicine for her heart disease, her heart issue, has gone up. It's $500 a month. I used to tell you guys we didn't need to use RX, but my father-in-law does. Well, as it turns out, and my family, we do because Express Scripts took that particular med off of its list, sent out a note. It's $500 a month. You know what it cost us? $60. First thing we did, got you know, put on the thing for the Kev perk, and now it's $60. I'm going to save $440. I don't mind doing that. So, and there's other things that we're doing. By the way, if you haven't been on PolitiChatter.com, go check it out. Social media platform that rivals Facebook. You can be an owner. Fastest site out there. It's absolutely amazing. I hope you check it out. Many people have. They're raving about it. Lots to discuss, folks. Memorial Day mayhem. Leftism can't survive. It can't. It will kill itself. Leftism spirals in on itself. I don't care what you talk. If you want to talk about LGBTQ, it'll destroy itself. You want to talk about border, the border wall and letting people in? Leftism will destroy itself. You let enough people in to think that it's a gravy train. The people who are good will leave. They'll find somewhere else to go. That's what's happening in California and Oregon and Portland and Massachusetts and elsewhere, Illinois, anywhere leftism it is allowed to, quote, flourish, not that it could ever flourish. And you have a mass exodus at some point. And I don't care how beautiful the land is or whatever, it'll go to junk. It'll become a desert wasteland. That's what happens. And so I can chronicle all the different things, and that's what we do on this show. You know, I'm gonna tip you guys off to something. There is nothing new on this show except what we talk about at that instant in time. And the only thing that makes, I don't even like doing shows where we talk about on Memorial Day weekend, this happened in 2021 or whatever. The dates don't even matter. All that matters is the context of what's going on. And I can tell you this, Memorial Day, which is the unofficial beginning of summer, every liberal enclave on the planet dreads it. I'll get more into that in a minute. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Memorial Day and the beginning of the summer, which should be a great time for everybody. Hot fun in the summertime. Remember that song? It's supposed to be something where you just are like, whoa, man, we're coming out of spring now. We get into summer. Everybody's free and kids are out of school, you know, vacation, stuff like that. Not the case, because leftism will kill you. It will kill itself and it will kill you. Leftism can't survive. That's my contention. And when we come back, I want to chronicle some of the things that happened on Memorial Day and what will happen this summer. And also, I'll put it into the context of Joey Demento and his so-called administration and what's going on there. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Meanwhile, violent crime is surging across America's biggest cities, with this shootout playing out in broad daylight in New York City's Upper West Side on Tuesday. Look at that. Joining us now for more on this is attorney and Northwestern adjunct law professor Andrew Stoltman. Andrew, thank you so much for being here today. I got to put up some of these numbers that we have here. Homicide spikes across American cities, some of the largest cities. These numbers are just that I had to look at them a couple of times. Portland, 800%. That's a year-to-date change. Oakland, 132%. Los Angeles County, 127%. Minneapolis, 106%. And we're just heading into summer. Things get more violent throughout the week, and that's what the expectation is in big cities for the holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Policies that have been put in place in the last 12 months, primarily by Democratic mayors and Democratic city councils, have led to a massive, massive surge in crime. From defunding the police, to stopping foot chases, to no cash bail, the chickens have come home to roost. We know when you put these policies in place, the byproduct is going to be emboldening these criminals. And that's precisely what happened, and we haven't seen the worst of it. Summer's here, and there's going to be blood on the streets.
Shootout in New York City. Oh, my goodness. What you going to do? Oh, summer days.
They talked about the homicide spike. You guys have heard me speak about this quite often. The homicide spike. It's happening all over the country. Those summer days. People get crazy. Six people shot in St. Louis, one person killed. Chicago, 34 shot, three killed. And that was mild, folks. Those are mild numbers. Because you know what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. Those summer days. Yeah. It's going to get ugly out there. Why? Because people cloud nine when they want to. You know what cloud nining is? That means they're on drugs. They're on dope. The dope, and don't think of it as cocaine and heroin and stuff like that, because the dope that these clowns are on has nothing to do with those diseases. It has, or with those drugs, it has to do with the drug of leftism. Hot fun in the summertime. Stay away from the cities. Better get out in the country with them white folks. Do some fishing. Hot fun in the summertime. Homicide spikes. Did you see those numbers? Did you hear those numbers? 800%. 127%. Chicago, whatever. I mean, a good number is a 60% spike in homicides in a Democrat city. Wow. Welcome to the first unofficial day of summer, which is the day memorial, which is what Memorial Day supposedly denotes, right? Wow. Murder and mayhem beyond belief. The difference between us and them, between pragmatics, conservatives, whatever we call ourselves, I don't care what you call yourselves, but us and them, them being leftist, plutopian, progressives, Democrats, whatever they call themselves, is we use our minds. And with leftists, their minds use them. See, we think. Think about all the issues plaguing these cities and how relatively easy it would be to solve. I told you guys the other day that Lori Lightfoot's now going to put cops in these 15 high crime areas. Now, let's just step back for a second and understand that these people that want to defund the police now want to increase the presence of police in certain areas. In St. Louis, here, let's play the clip of St. Louis. We have that, right? Let's play that clip.
Mayor Tashara Jones is outlining her plan to make St. Louis streets safer after she says she heard several calls from residents about unsafe conditions downtown last weekend. First, the summer cruising detail will patrol downtown from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. The summer violence detail patrol will patrol all areas of the city from 8 p.m. until 4 a.m. with a concentration around downtown and parts of North and South St. Louis with the most frequent complaints. Fire, excise, and building commissions will also be out looking for violations, and the mayor says an agreement for the sheriff's office to help patrol downtown is in the works.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Network. What irony. St. Louis is the city that just pulled a bunch of money out of its budget for the cops. But now they're going to have a cruising detail on Washington Avenue. If you don't know St. Louis, Washington Avenue is a hot spot. It's downtown, and it's probably about a quarter mile to half a mile of just Party Central. Clubs and bars and a few restaurants and things like this. It used to be there was an area there called Blueberry Hill, which is still bad, by the way. Have you ever heard Chuck Berry? I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Well, anyway, they got a bar there called Blueberry Hill. And that area was developed by a guy's name is Joe something. I forget his last name. He's a beatnik-looking dude, but he's made a lot of money. And anyway, that area is a party area. You go to town. It's a cool spot. It's got multiple bars. It's got a jazz club there. I used to go to the jazz club quite a bit. But now you go up there, you're taking your life in your hands. People are getting shot in that area. It's in North City, which is one of the most dangerous areas of St. Louis. Now, Washington is in the heart of the city. And I'm just telling you, it's unbelievable these areas that should be vibrant and they're places where you go, you look forward to going when you're in that part of your life. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous to go. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the mayor, who, by the way, let that couple, you remember the ones that had to pull a gun out to protect themselves from Antifa? These are the people that are going after law-abiding citizens wanting to protect their property. They want to defund the cops. They want to take away your guns. And then, what do you find out? Massive surge in crime and violence and what have you. And, oh, you know what? We're going to have a cruising detail. And then, you know what we better do? We better get a violence detail that will patrol the city until 4 a.m., and then, oh, by the way, let's ask the sheriff for help. This is the same sheriff that they told to stand down in the times of Ferguson and all this other stuff. The same people that they don't care if these people get shot. The same people that if they do anything out of line, they're going to get sued into oblivion. Have you looked at the laws that they're passing for these folks? This is why I tell you, people, leftism will kill itself. It cannot survive because it's loony. And we're going to talk a lot about it today. In fact, we're going to talk about Schadenfreude in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. State Department is calling for the release of two Americans detained in Myanmar. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman called on Myanmar's military junta Wednesday to release journalists Danny Fenster and Nathan Mong. Human rights groups estimate that 90 journalists have been arrested since the military takeover of Myanmar's government back in February. And in a special election, Democrat Melanie Stansbury won the New Mexico congressional seat left vacant when Deb Haaland became the Secretary of the Interior. Stansbury, a New Mexico state representative, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Morris 60-36%, with all precincts reporting. New Mexico's first congressional district, which includes most of Albuquerque, has been represented by a Democrat since 2009. The win extends the Democrats' slim majority in the House, 220-211, with four seats still left vacant. This is USA Radio News. President Biden will meet with Republican West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo to continue negotiations over his infrastructure proposal. But the administration has recently indicated that time for a deal is running out. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says there's optimism on both sides that a deal can get done. She tells CNBC that many of the aspects of the bill are things that both parties can support.
I think because some of this is just not controversial. Everybody agrees we've got to have roads and bridges and basic infrastructure, and including electricity that comes into your home. Everybody agrees that you don't want to turn on the tap water in your home and be poisoned by lead. So the bottom line is there is the shape of a bipartisan deal, and that is by far the president's preference. You know, it's not going to drag out beyond this summer, so we need to make sure that it happens quickly. But I think that, you know, there is a sense of optimism, I'll say that.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Crime is up, and so is your awareness that Democrats are scoundrels. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Democrats, bad news. They hate that we know it, so they want to reprogram us to think bad is good and good is bad. Kamala Harris told you what she did over the weekend over Memorial Day. Have a good long weekend. Caught a lot of flack for that. Still catching flack. Says there are more important things for her to do than to go to the border. She's going to solve the immigration problem at its root. She'll get right on that. That's the way she laughs. Crime is up all over the country. Things are going negatively. And the Democrats don't understand. They are behind an avalanche. They cannot escape. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. Martin Luther King Jr., the great reverend, said, every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. I've been talking to you about destruction. See, you are not destructive people. If you tear something down, it is to build something up better. Democrats want to tear things down, institutions. There's nothing better for them. You can prove to them that what they tear down and try to rebuild with is going to be far worse, and they still don't care. No intellectual curiosity for, is it right? Is it moral? Is it what I should be doing? It's amazing. Look at what they've done. They want to tear down the police, defund the police. And then they go behind the scenes and they go, wait a minute. De Blasio says, we might want to keep the police in the budget now that I think about it. St. Louis mayor, I'm rethinking that. Maybe we ought to think about doing something a little different. They're all afraid. They're afraid of being found out. They're afraid of being canceled. Nobody's good enough to be one of them, because the only thing close to what they consider to be their ideal human being, you want to know what it is? You want to know what it is? Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It is you. They can't recognize, they can't bring anybody to it. Dave Chappelle said, you can't get woke enough for them. You know who the closest thing to it is? I say it again. It is you. The conservative, the pragmatic person that looks at people as human beings. John Stewart was asked this, ask about cancel culture. You got to hear this clip, but I want you to pay attention to the very last thing that he says, because the guy's over talking him. But he's confronted. He's in D.C. He's walking down the way. And a guy's paid to see who he is, and he sees him. He recognizes him, and he says, hey, John, I got a question for you. Check it out.
You're good friends with Chappelle, and he's been talking about cancel culture and its effect on comedy. What is your take on the environment for comedy and material for comedians in this environment with cancel culture?
It has nothing to do with this or with me or anything. I get what you...
Yeah, I'm just curious what your take is. Because he gave that long interview to, I think it was Variety.
Great.
Talking about it.
Yeah.
Does it affect your material at all?
I'm here to talk about this issue, but I appreciate that you have to ask, because I know you do, because that's your thing.
Hey, we got to do what we got to do, right?
There you go.
And I got to eat.
Ooh, did you catch it? Welcome back, everybody. Did you catch it? He said, oh, I got to eat. See, what that guy is saying, that reporter, he's saying Dave Chappelle has the guts to confront. I put myself in the same position as Chappelle. I confronted Fox. I confronted feminism. And they fired me. I'm still thriving. I'm still doing fine. Some of us, you know, we're willing to do it. We're willing to fight that battle. John Stewart says, I got to eat. If you wonder, folks, why leftists don't have the guts, I was going to write a book called No Balls, No Babies. But if you want to know why they don't have the guts or, the other thing, well, there you have it. They got to eat. They don't want to be shut down. He says, I know you have to ask. I know it's your job to ask about this issue. And then he mocks the guy. You know, you have to ask. He mocks him. And John Stewart's mocking himself because he can't just say, you know what? You're right. How much money does it take for John Stewart to finally go, you know what, I got enough. You got to eat? How much money did this guy make doing Comedy Central? $1 million an episode or something crazy? I got to eat, man. What he's saying is, I got to maintain a standard of living that keeps me with my circle of friends, Mr. Leibowitz, that's his real name, you know. Mr. Leibowitz has to make sure that he can maintain his standard of living. I'm telling you, this is why Hollywood won't speak up. It has nothing to do with how they feel. Speaking of Hollywood, folks, I hope you're joining the Flick Fest. We're loading up movies. We just inked our deal with a distribution outfit in the UK, in London, Italy, and Australia. It's called GMA. And we will be bringing in somewhere between 50 to 150 films a month with this one distribution deal. We have a second one in the works. And when I say movies, I'm talking about good movies you've never seen. You are going to have more things on that site to look at than you can shake a stick at. It's amazing. Not to mention, we're going to start greenlighting our own films. Woohoo! Yes, lots going on. Just for the record, I am looking for investors in the Flick Fest, but I don't want, I got to have serious investors if you're interested. We're going to take it to the next level. So, look, this reporter's confronted Stewart, and he's afraid. Now, I want to juxtapose that with this tennis player. Her name is Naomi Osaka. She's half black and half Japanese. And you may not remember this. She broke the younger Williams girl's winning streak. Defeated her. And people got mad at this girl. How dare you not let Serena win? You know, because we're all about, you know, propping up black folks when they don't need it. Serena Williams has won enough Grand Slams for 15 lifetimes. But she was going to set a record. And here this little half Japanese, half black chick, but for this particular situation, she was half Japanese, if you know what I mean. She defeats Serena Williams, and they're mad at her. Anyway, she refused to attend a post-match press conference during the French Open, and she was fined $15,000, and then they warned her that there could be further consequences if she continues to do so. See, because the tennis league owns her. They said, while Osaka had a successful start to the tournament, she said previously that she would skip mandatory post-match media briefings during the French Open. Under the rules, Osaka must still meet with the media for post-match conferences upon request. In a statement on Twitter, she referred to the obligatory news conferences as opportunities for, quote, kicking a person while they're down, and suggested they were detrimental towards the mental health of athletes. I happen to agree with her. For the record, what do they say? So, what do you think it was that did it for you? Well, we just didn't put no points on the screen. You know, they put the points up. We didn't put the points up. Okay. So, you know, why do you think you lost? Well, you know, they scored more points than we did. So, you know, I mean, there you go. Yeah, there you have it. The answers these guys give are so ridiculous, you wonder, why are they putting them up there? They look like zoo animals. They impart no new knowledge on people to where you go, oh, wow, that was insightful. You know, they don't say things like, well, you know, they were in a 4-2 defense or 4-3 defense, and I noticed that the linebacker was shifting a little bit because he thought he could anticipate the run, so I called an audible. And I saw where, you know, so-and-so was going to break open. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, give me something to really go after, but don't give me platitudes. That's all they do. You know, man, you know, it's always good to win. You know, win. You always want to take home a win, you know. When I was into sports, it was fun to watch. But at the end of the day, I always said at the end of every interview, well, that was good for nothing. That didn't give me any new news. What do you mean, man? I say the Lord was on our side on this one. The Lord is on everybody's side. I could go on. Anyway, she says, me not doing press is nothing personal to the tournament, and a couple of journalists have interviewed me since I was young, so I have a friendly relationship with most of them. But if these organizations think they can keep saying, do press or you're going to be fined, and to continue to ignore the mental health of the people involved, you know, she says, I got to laugh. She understands how important her mental health is. Bright girl. I give her credit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Speak out. It's fun to watch. Oh my gosh. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So here's a BLM guy. He quit. And he explains why. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's a commercial for him to get money for something that, because he still hasn't learned anything completely from his experience with Black Lives Matter. But I want to play, then I want to play another clip from a guy who got canceled by the New York Times, another lefty who got canceled. But here's a black dude telling you that the Black Lives Matter movement is bogus.
I was born in Minneapolis in 1985. We called the North Side home at that time, 18th and Queen. When I was 2 years old, my father was shot and killed. My mother wasn't able to take care of me, so I was raised by my grandparents. They told me that if I was going to change my life for the better, education was the answer. So I worked hard in school. I got into Hamline University and earned a college degree, first in my family. Then I went on to earn a master's in education from St. Mary's University of Minnesota. I am living proof that no matter your start in life, quality education is a pathway to success. I want the same success for our children and our communities. That's why in 2015, I was a founder of Black Lives Matter in St. Paul. I believe the organization stood for exactly what the name implies. Black lives do matter. However, after a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families, and they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. That was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools alongside the teachers union. I was an insider in Black Lives Matter, and I learned the ugly truth. The moratorium on charter schools does not support rebuilding the black family, but it does create barriers to a better education for black children. I resigned from Black Lives Matter after a year and a half.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to leave it there because the rest of it is just a big commercial for what he's doing next. And here's why I tell people, because conservatives are sending me this. Kevin, this guy left BLM. He left BLM. He left BLM, but there are remnants of BLM in him. He's a guy that would teach critical race theory in schools. He supports charter schools because it's part of the public school system and it falls under the purview of the teachers unions. He's for the teachers unions. Now, he says one thing that, you know, I'm for family, but I'm not convinced. Think about what he said. His father got shot and killed. His mother had to raise him. Couldn't make do. So his mother gave him up so he could be raised by his grandparents. I had the same situation, essentially, except my father wasn't shot and killed. He was in San Quentin prison. My grandparents, Democrats, staunch Democrats, raised two conservative little boys, me and my brother, are both staunch conservatives, and our older brother, who's my cousin, staunch conservatives, because we learned how to think critically early on. But what did this guy, his grandparents told him education was the answer. So he goes to Hamline, probably got some sort of social justice degree. Then he brags that he's got a master's in education. Big freaking deal. Who cares? What did it get him? He says, you get a quality education. If you got a quality education, you knew better than the form Black Lives Matter. That's racist. It's insensitive. It is counter to the American, it's antithetical to being an American. Cancel culture, folks. Afraid to speak out. You can bet he's getting harassed. Black Lives Matter people are now asking questions about Patricia Kahn Cullors, which is why she resigned. This guy left. I don't know why. He says he left of his own accord. I believe him. But he hasn't learned much. This is what I'm telling you. Look, I don't know what's going to happen to him. He's expecting us to pick up the slack, like what happened with Juan when Juan Williams got fired by NPR, and we picked up the slack. We hired him over at Fox News, and then started throwing our shoes at the TV shortly thereafter. What did he learn? I can't think of a single lesson that Juan Williams learned. Oh, my gosh. I was with him at an event. He was scared to death at a conservative event right when that was happening. Oh, you know where it was? It was at the Western Conservative Summit in Colorado. As that was happening, and he's afraid. And I go, Juan, why are you shaking so much? He goes, man, you know, it's a hostile audience there, Kevin. I said, hostile? I said, that audience is going to embrace you. And sure enough, they did. And Juan went up there and he told a horror story of being fired and, you know, how he learned about it when his plane landed. And Sean Hannity had already called Roger Ailes and got him his job. He met with Sean. He met with Roger. Roger renewed his contract, etc. And he's telling this horrible story. So when it was my, you know, they did Q&A, I had my hand up and somebody said, Kevin. And I said, Juan, it's funny to me how you tell this story. See, leftists hurt you. They canceled you over a comment you made, and conservatives picked you up from the moment you got off that plane, and a guy who is he is so diametrically opposed to your thinking, you wouldn't even think you guys could possibly be friends. He picked you up, he went ahead and vouched for you with the head of the network, and you got the cushiest job you've had. You didn't lose a minute's worth of sleep. And you think your story is a failure story. He told this story like, you know, it's horrible out there. Look at what happened to me. And I was like, woe is me. You get a $2 million deal while you get fired in the air. You land and you get a $2 million deal. You found the goose that lays the golden egg. And it was funny how many people went, wow, Kevin, how insightful. Thank you for making Juan at the way, because I wanted him to rationalize this poor, horrible luck, you know, this institutional racism that black people experience. This cancel culture of the conservatives, where you get fired by NPR, a leftist organization, because you didn't say the politically correct thing. Think of how many years ago this was, folks. And I'm telling you. How many years ago was this? See, cancel culture has been happening for a long time, for decades, in fact. So there you go. Juan Williams. And I could go on. So why are these people afraid? They're very afraid because they can get canceled at any time. That girl that doesn't want to answer questions, that tennis player, Naomi Osaka, the black chick that caught grief because she dare beat Serena Williams when everybody wanted her to set a record. She went out and did her job in a meritocracy. And people were, when I say they were mad at her, Google it. Don't take my word for it. Upset. Especially black folks. How you gonna come along and beat Serena when she's ready to do a record? Man, that just ain't fair. It isn't fair that this girl plays her heart out, and defeats one of the best tennis players ever. Why aren't we celebrating her half-blackness? We celebrated it with Obama. Well, we can't celebrate that because it doesn't fit the narrative. See, Serena's all black, and she's a sister girl. She doesn't even play around. Let me tell you something. Serena Williams is black, but she's lived in a white world. And you can say, well, Kevin, what's with the black-white? What I'm telling you is, no matter how Serena Williams goes back home and whatever else, when her dad puts her and her sister into tennis, and they started excelling, and they walked the mile in those shoes of those little white girls that play the game, they left the ghetto, for the most part, behind. Their corruption now is based on the idea that they're too good. You know, you transcend your bad behaviors and things like this. But make no mistake about it, people know the game that's being played. And that's why I keep coming back to, why did this BLM guy quit? He found out what's really happening on the inside. He can't quit completely, but he wants to. The Williams sisters, honestly, if they never went back to the ghetto, it would be too soon. They got to play the game, though. Cancel culture, afraid to speak out. LeBron James goes and opens a community center in the ghetto, and then he goes back to his gated community with living around mostly white people. His outside of sports, this dude is living amongst white people, getting treated like a god, and you would think that he is being beat down and oppressed, man, that he should be walking across the Norman Pettus Bridge singing, "We Shall Overcome." It's insanity. So I want you to understand where things are. As you evaluate all the nonsense that's around you, critical race theory, BLM 1619, everybody's racist, everything is racist. Understand why. People are afraid to tell the truth. Up next, Schadenfreude. You'll know what I mean in a minute.
This is the Kevin J. Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.